Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing through the book of Hebrews. We're in the 10th chapter. So let me remind you a little bit of the context. Remember in verse 22, how we're being exhorted and encouraged to draw near with a sincere heart. Remember that little phrase, let us draw near. Then in verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. And the reason is, he who promised is faithful. Verse 24 said, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. And so we see this thing of drawing near with a sincere heart, drawing near to God, holding fast to the confession that we have. And remember, the reason we can draw near is because of what the Lord has done for us, that we can enter the holy place. He said that in a couple of verses before that. And then he said, consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So he's just reiterating this thing, encourage one another, exhort one another. Then the last two verses that we looked at in a previous episode. For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a terrifying expectation of judgment and the fury of a fire which will consume the adversaries. So we spoke a little bit about that. If we have heard the truth, if you've received the knowledge of the truth, and you know what the truth is, but you go ahead sinning willfully, then there's not another means of sacrifice for sins. You have rejected the means that will bring you into right relationship with God. And there is big debate over what verse 26 means, and a verse we're going to see here in just a moment. If someone is a true believer or not a true believer, exactly what is being said by this, okay? So let's continue at verse 28. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. So he's using their background, using it as an example. And he's saying anybody who did that under Moses, you know, he died and there was no mercy for this. He was killed. He was punished. Verse 29. How much severe punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has insulted the Spirit of grace? And so verse 29 right here asks a question that's very pointed and gets down to things. He said, okay, if someone set aside the law of Moses and they denied the law of Moses and they died without mercy because of that, how much severer punishment do you think he will deserve who's trampled underfoot the Son of God? Now, a lot of times people say, well, how can you have a more severe punishment than death? Well, there's death of this corporal existence, and then there's the death eternity of being separated from God in the lake of fire. That's a lot worse. He says, how much severe punishment do you think when he's trampled under the foot of God, underfoot the Son of God? Look what he's done. He's trampled, regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and insulted the Spirit of grace. So he's trampled, he's regarded as unclean, and he's insulted the Spirit of grace. That unclean, the blood of covenant by which he was sanctified. Now, the blood of covenant will bring forth sanctification. Does that mean that he's believed? And if he'd walked in that faith and walked in that belief, then he would have been sanctified? But since he turned away and walked away, then he never really had a belief unto salvation? Okay? Never really had one? You can see how these things are subject matters that people debate tremendously. Okay? Because we know what the truth, the totality is of the Word of God. If someone is truly a believer, if they truly believe, then that they are kept by the Lord. Okay? People say, well, that means you're saying you're perfect. No, I'm not saying you're perfect. You are perfect positionally. You will sin because you simply choose to sin. Okay? You choose to sin. But in these cases right here, is this someone who comes along and says they believe, but they don't really believe, and they trample underfoot the Son of God? They regard as unclean the blood of covenant by which they supposedly were sanctified, and they've insulted the Spirit of grace? Probably so. Verse 30, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. That's a quote from the Old Testament. And again, another quote, the Lord will judge his people. Okay, so vengeance is his, he will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Last verse for the day, verse 31. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Whoa, yeah, that verse right there, people are familiar with it more likely, all likelihood. But now you see what he's talking about. There's something going on here. Okay, there's something that's happening. He's encouraging them and exhorting them. He says, hang on to this. Draw near to the Lord. Hold fast that confession, okay? Consider how to stimulate one another. Don't forsake the assembling together. Encourage one another. They were going through tough times. There are going to be tougher times ahead, not only for them, but for the church as a whole, the closer we get to the day, that day. I'll tell you what, folks, there's some serious things here in this 10th chapter for us to consider. Let me encourage you and exhort you to go and read the 10th chapter of Hebrews, okay? Just read it over and over. Listen to it. Seek the Lord and see what he teaches you about it, okay? Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you in the next episode.